Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, do you have a home improvement project you're thinking about? Maybe need to hire a home contractor? Renovation? I don't know. Might be a lot of things you want to do, right? Don't want to sit still too long. Well, we've got a great show lined up, and I say we, I mean Beth, of course, Beth Moothart, our radio producer and expert at finding great guests, has lined up an excellent resource for us, Teresa Mears, and she is a website publisher, editor, and writer. She's worked also as a journalist, and if you don't recognize the name, you'll recognize the website, livingonthecheap.com. Website provides practical how to do and get and live well within your budget. And she does this with a nationwide audience. Very exciting. Miami on the cheap, Fort Lauderdale on the cheap, lots of places in Florida. She has also done a lot of newspaper journalist work. I mentioned before the Miami Herald, the St. Petersburg Times, and the Los Angeles Times. And she's publishing Living on the Cheap, as we talked about. And also, she writes for Personal Finance for U.S. News and World Report and some other publications. So we've seen a couple of very interesting articles she's written for U.S. News and World Report. And so Beth was able to line her up. So let's welcome Teresa to the program. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
I am glad you're here because, you know, there's so many people that are looking to take advantage of maybe some time that they have on their hands, and maybe they've got a house that they love it, they want to stay there the rest of their lives, or at least for the foreseeable future, but if they could just change this one thing, it would be it would be wonderful. Or maybe they bought a fixer-upper, or they opportunity, and they said, you know, for the money we save not buying the house, we can put in a new kitchen, and we'll do all these things. So I've got a bunch of questions for you, but for the people out there thinking about that, what's the single greatest thing that you would say from your experience and vantage point, having looked at this and worked in this area for so long, what's the big thing that everybody needs to get a reality check on?
Big thing that you need to get a reality check on is it's going to cost more than you think it will, and it's going to take longer than you think it will.
You know what? That is so funny. That's something I found out with business when I started my company back in 97, Teresa, that whatever we were going to do, it would take twice as long, and it was going to either the revenue would come in not as fast, or it was going to cost more to do it. And I guess that's a human psychology thing, you know, that we it's that optimism brewing over and bubbling over that it's going to go quicker and faster than and be better and easier than we think it's going to be. And I guess that speaks to our lack of knowledge in a particular area.
Yes, yes, it is true. It works in business, it works in home renovation, it works in writing a story.
Yeah, it's what you don't know that you don't know that's going to cost you money.
That is true.
We were doing when we moved into our present office location, this was about 5 years ago, we did a major, I could have probably used your help back then, Teresa, we did a major gutting down to the studs and reinforcement walls of the second floor of the building we're in, and redid the entire thing. So I know what a quote-unquote change order is.
Ah, well, that's a key piece of the puzzle.
So it's, but again, I've never done that, and I had people in my office, of course, who helped, but there were things that, you know, that we didn't know, and we weren't really, you know, you just don't know, and that's why I love what you do with your website and these resources you have, and of course, the articles you've written for U.S. News and World Report is you're giving us insight into some of these things when it comes to these projects. So I want to dig into this and get a handle on it. You know, when we start talking about the project that we want to do, it's easy to look at some of these television reality, if I say reality, quasi-reality TV shows where, you know, at the beginning of the show, they've got this house that looks like it's about to fall apart, and 30 minutes or an hour later, it's ready to go on the cover of a magazine, and I'm going, wow, that they make that look so easy. I just, there's got to be more to it.
There's definitely more to it, and one of the things you don't realize that those shows have done is how much work they have done before the show ever starts. Because before you take on a renovation project like this, of course you have to find a competent contractor to do the work, and that in itself is not easy. You have to know what you want done, and you have to kind of weigh each piece of the project as in, I'd really like to have a vaulted ceiling. Well, how much is that going to cost?
Yeah.
Or, oh, let's knock out a wall. Well, knocking out a non-load-bearing wall is a fairly easy thing to do. If you knock out a load-bearing wall, then you've got to construct something to hold your house up.
Yeah, yeah, that would be important.
So there's a lot more research involved than you see from the home improvement shows, because that part is the boring part. It doesn't make for good television, so they don't show that part.
That's true. You know, one thing they do capture, though, Teresa, on these reality TV shows that I think is very authentic is the stress of all of it, and because that's all part of the excitement and the drama. So, I mean, that part's at least true, right?
That part is true. Renovation can be very stressful. You know, when you think about renovating your kitchen, you think about the beautiful new countertops you're going to have, the wonderful flooring, the great cabinets. And what you don't think about is that for 3 months, you're going to be washing all of your dishes in the bathroom sink.
Yeah.
And your refrigerator is going to be in the living room, and all you can cook is what you can cook in a microwave.
Well, hey, listen, the refrigerator in the living room actually is not such a bad plan. You know, you don't have to go very far from the couch then and just, you know, in fact, just stand there with the door open and you can watch television, just eat whatever's in the, right out of the kitchen, right out of the refrigerator.
Well, you may find that that gets old really quickly and adds to the stress, particularly if it's a couple.
TV dinners. Bring back TV dinners on that little tray, right? You sit by the sofa. And when I was a kid, my grandmother had that, and I thought that was the most fabulous thing, those hungry man, whatever, TV dinners. So, all right. Well, these are the sacrifices you have to make that we need to know about. You may be eating TV dinners in front of the TV, if you're getting your renovation done, if you haven't expected that. This is why I've heard people actually, Teresa, and I'm sure you've seen and heard this too, is they just completely move out for 3 months and come back when it's done.
If you can afford to do that, particularly if you have small children or pets,
yeah,
that can be a great way to do it. But what you have to realize is if you do move out for 3 months and pay rent somewhere else, you also have to be on the job site
right. Every
day or so to keep a close eye on what's going on
yeah. And
to be available when the contractor, you know, when something doesn't work the way we thought it would and you have to make decisions on how to proceed.
Yeah, and I was really kind of being funny about that. You're right, that is a practicality and it financially may not make sense, but you do need to keep track of things and you know, because if you're not there, like you said, you know, then you don't have a chance to, well, you know, I can hear the contract. We were going to talk to you about that, but you weren't here, so it's going to cost you to go over. All right, so it's just key to be there, be available, and make sure you keep track of your project as it progresses. Let's do this. Let's grab a quick break. We've got lots more to get into with Teresa Mears, and we will be talking with her, Teresa Mears, and discussing livingonthecheap.com. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Digny Memorial Provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, President and Managing Partner of Rice and Rose. The Rice and Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or health care surrogate. Contact the Rice and Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too. And we're back. LivingOnTheCheap.com. Teresa Mears is our guest, and we're talking about some of the things to think about when it comes to having a home renovation and other projects. And I want to dig down a little bit into this issue a little further, Teresa, as it relates to the, you know, you've made the decision, you know what you want to do or you think you do, and you're going to, I guess, first step, you're going to get a contractor to help you. And I guess it's a matter of figuring out kind of chicken or the egg, cart and a horse. Do you figure out what you want and a budget and then talk to contractors, get quotes on what you want? Or do you talk to contractors, find out what maybe their ideas are? How do you get this in the right order?
You start out by figuring out what you want to do. And depending on how big your project is, you may or may want to start with an architect.
Ah.
In other words, if you're going to add a room to your house, you're going to need an architect to draw up the plan. If you're going to renovate your kitchen by putting it in exactly, you know, putting new cabinets exactly where the old cabinets are and new appliances exactly where the old appliances are, you won't need an architect for that. In either case, it's helpful to do as much research and as much shopping around as you can to figure out what it is that you want. You know, what things are important to you, what things would you like to have if they're not too expensive, what do you absolutely not want. And you can do research online, you can look at pictures on Pinterest, you can go to Home Depot and Lowe's and kitchen supply stores and look at all of the different kinds of cabinets and materials that are available. Talk to the people there and kind of narrow down a little bit what you want before you start talking to contractors.
Okay, that's good.
And as far as the budget goes, you have to know how much money you're going to spend and keep in mind that something, as you see on the home reality shows, there is likely to be something unforeseen like bad plumbing in the walls that, that may add to the cost, and you need to keep some money in reserve to deal with things you didn't realize when you started.
Well, when you're working on the budget, and I imagine this could vary by contractor, do you try to work on like, okay, here's an all-in number? Do you try to say it's a, you know, a cost-plus deal? I mean, how much do you get into how the contractor is going to get paid? How much of that should be part of the how you select your contractor?
Part of your contract is not so much a part of how you select the contractor. Let's say you've decided to renovate your kitchen, and you may move some walls, you're not sure, you may open it up to the dining room, you're not sure, and you want to get all new cabinets. So you've talked to all your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, looked at resources like Angie's List and Home Advisor and maybe local neighborhood email lists, and you've got some people in mind you're going to interview. So you bring them in and say, I'd like to renovate my kitchen. You know, I want new cabinets. I want new countertops. I want maybe to knock this wall out if it's not too expensive. And I want to do it for $25,000. Now, some of how much it's going to cost you is going to depend on your material.
Yeah.
You know, a laminate countertop is cheaper than granite. Basic appliances are cheaper than commercial-grade appliances. And so that's going to be part of the cost estimate. So you want to basically, you want to get like a number from the contractor. Okay, I can renovate your kitchen for $25,000. But you need to know in detail what that includes.
So the key thing is to make sure these things are all part of your contract and you know how it's going to work. And now if you start looking at some of the, let's say we've identified, you've figured out what you want, you've talked to contractors, maybe, you know, had a few conversations, you know, you don't have to necessarily dive in the deep end and ask them to make bids. You can, you know, talk to them, interview them. You mentioned Angie's List, that's a place maybe to start with looking for contractors?
I would start with everyone you know.
Okay.
You, because they're local, and you want a local contractor. So you would start with your friends, your coworkers, your relatives, your neighbors, who has done work for them, who has done good work for them, and ideally, if you can go see the work, that's even better.
Right.
Angie's List is another good place where you can read reviews, Home Advisor, Yelp, There's no one place where you can do all your research. You should use all of these resources.
Okay. Now, that's good advice. And there, you've got to, you know, you can, there are ways to increase your odds of getting this done right on time and on budget. And so when you start, let's say you've identified the contractor you want to work with. So, they get the permits for the work. Do you need to get them? Are there permits required depending on the type of work?
The permit requirements vary by city and by type of work. And the contractor will know. The contractor should always get the permits.
Okay.
The contractor says you should get the permits. That's kind of a red flag that you don't want to work with that contractor.
Okay. Okay.
Now you'll be paying for the permit.
Oh sure.
But that will be part of the bid. There'll be a separate line item permit fee. But you want the contractor to get the permit because one, he or she knows how to do it, and two, that's just how it's done.
Okay. And you mentioned looking at their work, if there was somebody else you know that's gotten work done by them. If it's not somebody you know personally, you want to go, if you can, to look at the work or even and call these references. And also,
yes.
I think that's important.
Yes, it's very important to check the references.
How about their licensing and insurances and things like that? Are those things to check on as well?
Absolutely. A good contractor will voluntarily give you a copy of his or her license and a copy of the insurance and workers' comp policy. It's really smart to verify that the licenses, the insurance, et cetera, are all still valid. In most states, including Florida, you can also look up at the county or state level whether there have been complaints,
right,
whether there have been any sanctions. And this is the kind of due diligence you definitely want to do. You might even go to the online court records and see if other homeowners have filed lawsuits against the contractor.
Oh, that's a great idea. A little bit of homework may save you a big headaches later, especially if there's a history of litigation.
Yes, that's definitely a red flag.
Same with their subcontractors, right? I guess that's one of the questions is how much of the work will be done by the contractor versus subcontractors, and then who are they, and can you check on them as well?
Right, and actually, if you can talk to the subcontractors themselves, they'll often give you some insight into how easy it is to work with the contractor himself.
I gotcha.
In other words, if you talk to a subcontractor and he says, I've been working with this guy for 20 years because he is fair and he is on time and he pays us promptly, that's a really good sign. If the subcontractor says, well, I really don't work with this guy very often. I prefer to work with somebody else, but I'm not busy right now, and I, made this compromise, but I don't really like him. You might want to ask a few more questions.
Yeah, that's probably a sign that you need to... Yeah, and you have to pay attention to this. Especially when you're... The other thing is when you're asking for... Maybe you get multiple bids from contractors and, I guess comparing, what they'll do and what it's going to cost... should we expect those to kind of group up and be in a similar price range, or I guess should we be cautious if we see something where it's really a lot less expensive than the others?
Yes, you should be cautious if you see something that's really a lot less expensive, because the materials are going to cost about the same no matter who buys them. The subcontractors are going, the labor rate in your community or the various types of professionals who work on the job is about the same. So the bid should be close to the same amount. And if you get, three bids for $30,000 and one bid for $15,000, you're probably not getting a screaming deal. There may be something left out of the contract. The contractor may be lowballing with the idea that he'll hit you up with $15,000 in change orders later.
Yeah, yeah.
You should expect that if you get three bids from three good contractors, that they will be close together.
Right. Oh, you wanted paint. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Right?
Paint. You wanted paint. you wanted a nice refrigerator. We thought you wanted, the most basic one.
All right. Yeah. If it's too good to be true, it usually isn't. And then how much control do you have over when the project's done? I mean, is it, you want to get like a finish time up on the front end of this thing?
Yes, absolutely. You want to, you know, you want to say, how long is it going to take you to do this project? When will it be finished? You might even ask for some progress points. When will the plumbing part be finished? When will the cabinets be finished? When will the, so you can kind of keep track yourself as to whether things are going on time. When you're checking references, and when you're, this is one of the most important questions to ask, did the contractor do the work in the time frame in which he said he did?
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, if he keeps you, or he or she keeps you strung along for, you know, never finishing the job, and you know, that's not a good sign either.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, Teresa Mears is our guest today, website publisher, editor, writer, livingonthecheap.com. Great resource. Check out the website. We'll grab a quick break, word from our sponsors, and come back with Teresa. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, we're back with Teresa Mears talking about hiring a contractor, that dream kitchen you always wanted, what you need to do. Check out livingonthecheap.com for the website. Teresa, you know, I know that we all hope that things will go beautifully and wonderfully. You've given us lots of warnings and words of precaution and good advice and recommendations about things to be looking out for, things to do. So let's say things have gone well, you're all done, or if they haven't gone well, they, all the issues have been resolved and the project's finished, you've made final payment or whatever the financial arrangements parts of this are, and you're all finished. What now? Is there something else, anything else that needs to be done once the final payment's made?
Well, there's some things that need to be done before the final payment.
Okay.
Before you make the, in your contract, you should basically allow for progress payments. You say pay maybe 25% up front, and another 25% after the cabinets are installed, and another 25% after the flooring, the countertops, and most of the work is done. And you want to withhold at least the last 10% until every single item on your punch list has been taken care of. And the punch list is the last few little things at the end.
Right.
Oh, the outlets are crooked, et cetera.
Right.
And until you've received what is called a release of lien from all of the subcontractors, the material suppliers, and the contractor himself. Only then are you ready to make your final payment.
Excellent. Excellent advice. We don't want to have any of that hanging out there.
Absolutely not.
Well, I tell you, there's so much to go into it. It's I think people sometimes, especially working with a friend or a family member, I think there's just so many things that can go wrong here. I don't think I would ever hire either one to do anything like this. And but as it relates to a friend, finding somebody who's done good work for a friend or family member, that's definitely a leg up.
Yes, That's important. If you can find a contractor that a neighbor or a friend has been satisfied with, you're starting out ahead. Mm. But even if you do go into it knowing this is a great contractor and I want to use them, it's still helpful to get several other bids just to see what other ideas other contractors might throw into the mix.
Good point, Teresa. And we've got just a minute or two here left. I'll do the kind of circle back to where we started, and we'll hit eight things I saw that you wrote about that are fantasy versus reality on some of these home renovation shows. So here they are, the lightning round. Home renovation projects include unexpected and often expensive setbacks. Reality or fantasy?
Reality.
Yeah. The home looks like a magazine cover story when it's finished.
Fantasy.
Adding the
all
right,
that decorating, you got to do it yourself.
All right. Adding the right furniture and accessories can make home look like a magazine cover story.
That is true, if you do it well.
All right, good. Contractors show up on time and work into the night to get the job done by the deadline.
Unfortunately, that is fantasy. If you get a really good contractor, he does show up on time, but he does leave at the end of the work.
Order pizza at 5 o'clock with beer, and maybe they'll stay. Changing flooring, finishes, layouts can transform an ugly house.
That is true.
All right, a major home renovation project can be done in 60 minutes or less with commercial breaks.
That, sadly, is a fantasy.
And the stress of a major home renovation can bring homeowners to tears.
That, unfortunately, is reality.
All right, and then last but not least, you can choose materials while the project is underway in just one visit to the store.
Fantasy.
You're
going to need to do a lot of research into your materials choices, and you're smart to choose them before you start.
Excellent. Great stuff, Teresa. Teresa Mears, ladies and gentlemen, website publisher, editor, and writer. LivingOnTheCheap.com, great website. Check it out. I will promise to do that, Teresa, before I do any project. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.